This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The town of Peterborough has quietly become the administrative headquarters of the Clay Mathematics Institute, the nonprofit organization that's seeking answers to seven of the problems that mathematicians have been wrestling with for years. The prize for solving any one of these problems is $1 million. But why Peterborough, New Hampshire? Joining me now with an answer to that question is David Brooks, a reporter for the Concord Monitor and writer at graniteGeek.org. So, David, why is Peterborough, New Hampshire, now the headquarters for the Clay Mathematics Institute?
Because it doesn't have much traffic.
Really? That's it?
That's it? Is that the end of our interview?
Yeah, go home now, David. So who decided that not having any traffic in Peterborough is a good reason to put this institute there?
Okay, let me back up slightly. So Clay Mathematics Institute was founded by a man named Landon Clay, who was a Boston area businessman. He's a Harvard graduate, made a whole lot of money as head of a investment company called Eaton Vance. Generally, you see him on lists of richest Eastern Massachusetts businessmen. Quite a philanthropist, given to a lot of, he and his wife have given to a lot of organizations, many of them with scientific and technical aspects. And he founded the Clay Mathematics Institute in 98, 99, 2000. And it gives grants and establishes foundations for research mathematicians. These are people working on problems that you and I don't even understand the question. And there isn't always that much funding for them because these aren't problems that have obvious applications that, you know, Intel is going to want. And part of that, and the highest publicity aspect of that, is the Millennium Problems, which is seven mathematics problems that have been unsolved for decades, sometimes centuries, and that they offered $1 million. Cool, $1 million each if you solve one.
Can you give us an example of one of these prize problems?
Not that either you or I would understand, but yeah, so there's one called P versus NP, which is basically a way to mathematically determine whether a problem is solvable by computers, theoretically solvable. There's other ones that have to do with the equations involving fluid dynamics, which are notoriously difficult. And then there's one I mentioned in my column called the Hodge conjecture, which I didn't even understand it when I was typing it. So these are problems that, you know, never ever come up in regular life.
Okay. Well, we may not be able to solve it, but apparently a Russian mathematician once solved one of these problems, and he could have taken the $1 million, but he decided not to. Why?
So this happened in 2003, and the mathematician's name is Grigory Perelman, and he solved what is known as the Poincaré conjecture, which is probably the best known. I had even heard of that one, and it was astonishing. Everybody was amazed that he'd solved it, but he decided not to take the prize money for a variety of reasons. He didn't like prizes. He thought other people deserved it. He's not the most gregarious of human beings. In fact, he came across, to be perfectly honest, as sort of, you know, the weirdo mathematician stereotype, unfortunately, that a lot of people have. But so at least one of the problems is solved. So there's six of them still out there for $1 million each.
So let's say I solve one of these problems. I did pretty well in high school algebra. So let's say I can do this. I solve one of these. I want the $1 million. Can I just go to Peterborough and collect her?
You can, but you won't be able to find the Clay Mathematics Institute because there's actually no sign for it. It's housed in the same offices as another office of a company that oversees some of Mr. Clay's businesses. They only just moved in last summer. In fact, nobody in town even that I was able to find even knew they were there yet. And I didn't even know they were there yet until a reader called me and said, how come they're in Peterborough? So you could knock on the door and say, hey, I've solved this. But they'll actually send you to Great Britain because the mathematics portion of this institute is housed at the moment in Oxford University. They're basically trying to get much more international with their focus, not just be an American institution.
It's certainly fascinating that a lack of traffic is what brought the Clay Mathematics Institute here to New Hampshire.
Mr. Clay didn't want to drive. So the office was originally in Cambridge when it was set up by folks at Harvard, and they moved down to Rhode Island just basically to save rent. But who wants to drive to Rhode Island? So Mr. Clay has a house in Peterborough, so that's why it's in Peterborough.
Great. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks, a staff writer for the Concord Monitor and the writer who always takes first prize for geekiness at graniteGeek.org.